Pick up a Hawaiian dictionary, and you'll find a lot of words starting with K. One we frequently hear is the word for elder or ancestor, and although kupuna brings with it a measure of respect, or should, journalist Joan Conroe says sometimes it's just lip service. Case in point, how the Lihue Court Townhomes, a low-income rental project on Kauai, treated a 95-year-old resident when the building had to be tented for termites. Joan Conroe joins us now by phone. Good morning.
Good morning, Beth Ann.
Good to talk to you again, but not necessarily to hear this story. This is pretty upsetting to hear how an elder was treated and not given some really basic assistance.
Yes. When they planned to do a termite tenting of the building that she lives in, she was told, as everyone has to do, that she would have to double bag all of her food and things like that, but she was not given any offer of assistance for doing that. And this is a woman who walks entirely with a walker and, you know, has very limited strength, and so she was quite worried about that. And then she had to be out of her unit from 8 o'clock in the morning on a Tuesday until 7 o'clock on the following, on the next Wednesday, the next day. And so she had asked, they were telling people they would give them one night's accommodation in a hotel, so she had asked for a second night's accommodation so that she would have some place to stay after the checkout time, because she needs frequent access to a bathroom and needs to put her feet up and things like that. And they had told her, well, you can wait in our meeting room, which is where there were 50 to 60 boys and girls clubs having their summer session. And so that's when I got involved and helped her bag up her things and put up the money for another night's hotel room for her, and then started pushing the management and also contacting HUD to see if they could provide her with the reimbursement for the hotel room, and also just to make them aware or remind them that there are these federal laws regarding people with persons with disabilities. And but the laws are really only as good as their enforcement.
So, Joan, I mean, you got to wonder, though, even knowing all of this, where was the common sense with a 95-year-old tenant?
I think that's really the underlying issue, Beth Ann, is, you know, we don't always need to be directed by laws, but just our compassion and our common sense can really take us a long ways.
What did they tell you when you contacted management and said, hey, look, we're talking about a 95-year-old woman here. Can you, do a little bit more here?
They said, we're doing the same thing for her that we're doing for everyone else. And I said, but she has different needs than other people, in part because of her age and also because she is legally disabled. And they just said, that's our policy and that's all we're doing. And so that's why I went to HUD. And initially the HUD officer in Honolulu said he thought it was entirely reasonable, and she had also requested that they bring her meals to her at the hotel, because they were doing a centralized feeding and she has no car and no way to get back for the meals. So they did agree to bring her the meals, or said they would try to find a way to get her the meals. And then the HUD officer on Kauai contacted the property manager, and then when I called back, the HUD officer on Kauai said that she thought it was reasonable, because everyone was treated the same. And I said, but she's disabled and she has these special rights. And then the Kauai HUD officer said, oh, well, the manager never told me she was disabled. And I said, but if you would have called me back and heard the other side of the story or talked to the resident, you would have known more. So sometimes there is this tendency for the agencies to work closely with government, and then the resident is left out of the picture. And oftentimes they're afraid to say anything because they don't want to lose their unit, or they don't even know they have these rights.
Which kind of goes back to the point that people like the woman that you're talking about need to have an advocate. And if you hadn't been there, what might have happened to her is only a wonder. But the idea that somehow the information wasn't transmitted appropriately, that this woman wasn't like everybody else, that she had disabilities that made her different, that was the key that never somehow quite made it to HUD.
Right, exactly. Even though the management was well aware of that, that never got to HUD. And so the Kauai HUD officer said, this, I talked with her about this on Friday, and she said, well, you know, let me revisit this in light of this additional information, and I'll get back with you. So I'm still hoping that at least this resident will be reimbursed, you know, because she ended up being out for 3 nights. I paid for one. She's paid for two, and hopefully they'll reimburse her for those two.
But Joan, you know, we're not talking about a lot of money here.
No,
there's more of a principle.
$75 really was. It was $75, and I think even if the company itself did not have the money, I would have thought, you know, some manager or somebody could have said, hey, you know, it's just $75. And makes a world of difference to somebody who is elderly, and this sort of thing creates a great deal of anxiety and stress for them because they don't really know what's going to happen or how they're going to be cared for. And so it created a couple of very anxious and upsetting weeks for this woman.
Without painting too broadly, does this really tell us that the way we truly treat kupuna is very different from the way we like to think we talk about it?
I think it's representative of the fact that as our families start to fragment and more people are sort of left to age on their own, they become very vulnerable to the agencies that are the housing agencies that are out there, and maybe just reminding people to make a friend of an older person, because even if they don't need a situation like this, that some, you know, if it isn't a situation like this, there may be other times when they could use some help, or just an able-bodied person who can, you know, help them with what they need.
So you're calling out for us to walk our talk a little bit more than we've been doing, or that we like to think that we've been doing.
Especially as, you know, so many of us as baby boomers, you know, it could be us there in 30, 40, 50 years, you know, and I think it's just important to remember that there's a group of disabled and elderly people who are often not very well tended, and that we need to be thinking about them.
Well, Joan, thanks very much for taking this on of your own accord and sharing the story with us.
Well, thank you for taking the time to let people know about it.
Joan Conroe is a longtime Hawaii freelance journalist. She's reported for the Honolulu Advertiser, Honolulu Star Bulletin, and Reuters. She's also managed an $8 million estate on Kauai, and from 2009 to 2011, worked as the resident services manager at Lihue Court Townhomes, which she says, like the rest of us, need to learn what respect for kupuna really means. More about it's on the website, hpr2.org.